What's this? What's this? There's color everywhere. What's this? There's white things in the air. What's this? I can't believe my eyes. I must be dreaming. Wake up, Jack. This isn't fair. What's this? What's this? What's this? There's something very wrong. What's this? There's people singing songs. What's this? The streets are lined with little creatures laughing. Everybody seems so happy. Have I possibly gone daffy? What is this? What's this?
Hello, happy holidays, and welcome to the Multimedia Men podcast number 17. I'm Brian Kluger. I'm with Gotti Elcon.
Hey, hey.
Gwen Reyes.
Cheers, y'all.
Adam Conway.
Hey.
And Andrew Conway.
L'chaim.
L'chaim.
Yeah, say it right.
You gotta be
Lach.
It's a phlegm-based Chaim. Language.
Yeah.
Like L'chaim.
Oh, is that a Jewish term?
Yiddish. To life.
This guy.
I don't know. We've got hot tea, cold tea, water, and scotch here on the table. It's going
and
to
I'm
be.
I'm drinking all of this.
Yes, you are. And is a
in a West Wing cup.
In a West Wing cup. I picked that out for you.
I accept.
We are. It's going to get nasty
so
today.
Many options.
Very, very nasty today. We have a lot on the list. It's almost Christmas time.
Brian's been good, pretty naughty.
Happy Watch Christmas, out. Everybody.
What?
Christmica?
Who? Christmica? What's it called again?
Christmas.
Oh, okay.
It's Christmas.
I'm sorry. Oh, y'all still believe in that little baby. That's good.
Hey. All right.
I believe in the manger.
I believe good. In Santa.
Yeah, he's got more
Black
presents.
Black Santa?
Yeah. Hello, Black Santa.
There's been a resurgence of Krampus this
Krampus,
year.
Yeah. Krampus,
can we talk
everywhere.
About the Black Santa issue?
Well,
is he black?
Krampus I went to WWE on
Santa
Monday.
Santa can be whatever color you want him to be. Santa is not real.
He can't be purple.
But Mrs. Claus is apparently white. That's for a fact.
Well, if it was a Black Santa, it would be a white.
So are the elves adopted?
Elves
the elves are not
also
real.
Not real.
Except
elves
those Keebler little bastards and their cookies, because they're tasty.
Well, I don't know these things.
So Legolas is fake, right?
Legolas?
Or is that how you
Legolas.
Say
Legolas.
He's gay either way.
Legolas?
Orlando Bloom.
He's an elf. Is he real?
I don't know.
What the hell's this got to do with Chris? Oh.
He does
elf.
Have a baby with
Shutter,
a burned curse. So.
Shutting down my dreams.
Sorry, guys. Santa's not real, but Santa could be whatever color he wanted to be.
I saw Rudolph and Santa was white.
There's no proof that Santa's not real. I'm sorry. There's no facts. Show me the facts, ma'am.
Are there facts that Santa's real, though?
Exactly. We have to agree to disagree.
He is a saint, so, you know.
Saint
oh,
Saint
Nicholas.
Saint
it's God. Very true.
I think
was,
if you're going to believe in God
or
anything
yeah.
else, you're going to believe
you
in Santa and zombies
really?
And goblins
yeah,
and everything
yeah.
else. It all comes with
exactly.
the package.
We all know exactly. goblins are real.
Yes.
They're under trained.
Don't discriminate
bridges.
What you
That's
believe
trolls.
In. Just believe in everything.
Just believe in it all.
You're way off.
Trolls are real.
So, with trolls being
you.
Real, we're going to do our top three on our podcast number 17.
Oh,
and since
oh,
it's a holiday season, we're going to do our top three Christmas movies.
Oh, Christmaca.
Or movies that are set during the holidays. Oh. Who wants to go first?
I'll go.
Gotti.
Oh, Jewish
top
guy.
Three Christmas movies.
Well, I wanted to go outside the box and not pick the... You know, the classics like Christmas Story, Christmas
I
Vacation.
Hope you don't pick one of mine so much.
Well, if it involves Bruce Willis, I'll leave it alone.
No, it does
oh,
not.
I said the same thing
It does
earlier.
Not. It
like,
does not involve Bruce Willis.
Well,
I want to go.
Brian likes hot sweaty men.
Let me go first,
bro.
So.
He likes hot sweaty men.
At Christmas time.
I do have one honorable mention.
Eight Crazy Nights by Adam Sandler.
Yeah, what a horrible movie. this, just because it's so violent, it shouldn't be a Christmas time movie, but it is set in Christmas. What?
Go ahead.
Eastern Promises?
Yeah. That's exactly
it's got right. one of the best Christmas meals I've ever seen where they have that long like dinner
okay.
sequence and it's horrible. And
in the
it's...
best naked fight in a bathhouse?
That's right.
What is it?
I thought you were going to say Reindeer Games, but thank God.
What yeah. is it? What is it?
Eastern Promises.
Oh, Eastern Promises. Okay.
I thought you said
Does that
Promises.
Also have like a weird sex scene in it?
Yes.
No. It's there's got a few.
There's a naked shower
there's
fight.
There's a 69
that's
scene
that's what I was thinking.
Between
yeah.
Bello
yeah.
and
yeah.
Vigo that's
there's
quite
a naked,
possibly quality.
There's a naked shower fight.
But it's not the first movie
it's
to have
house.
Two guys
yeah.
wrestle naked. There's been previous movies.
God, he knows every single one.
That's a good top ten.
But not that graphic.
Let's make that one
out. Yeah. I haven't seen graphic. This movie. It's violent.
So. I like the sequel, though, Western Promises.
Okay, so Eastern Promises is your honorable mention.
Honorable mention because it's kind of dark. It's not the best of Christmas movies you want to take.
A lot of Christmas movies are dark, though, if you think about it.
Oh, I've got another dark one for you, then. Number three, just because I'll watch it anytime it pops on, Gremlins. It's one of the greatest,
it's on my list.
Greatest Christmas movies ever.
Yeah, it's on my list as well.
And whenever you can get little Mogwai, what's his face?
Gizmo.
Gizmo, thank you. Wow. To dress up in a Christmas
outfit.
For a man
that really loves this movie.
I don't, I go by his real name. He's a Mogwai. His name was given to him by a human. It's not his real name.
Mogwai is the type of creature.
Because he can't speak Chinese.
That's true. Thank you. It's a very racist film, but I love it. number two, I went because I figure Christmas is celebrated all across the world, right?
Uh-huh.
No.
Including in Bruges, which is also
I thought
the most underrated Christmas
time movie.
Yeah,
that's a good one.
Oh,
you didn't like In Bruges?
Forget yourself.
You didn't like Seven Psychopaths either?
Love Seven Psychopaths.
But you didn't like In Bruges?
Did not care
same
for
guys,
I like In Bruges.
Same genius. Oh,
I
so
do love
brilliant.
The part in that when he tells the Americans that they're too fat to go up into the bell tower, and then they do it anyway, and they get stuck. That
yeah,
was genius.
That was great.
And also gave me
happen.
A complex that British. I started British. To have to throw up after that.
See? People love it.
So it's a diet thing.
It was
yeah.
a good learning experience.
Yeah, good, good,
yeah.
good.
Preparing myself.
And I had a real hard time with my number one because I really wanted to say Lethal Weapon.
It's a great one.
It's a great one, but I figured it, someone else would say it, and I want to give someone else the credit for putting it.
But you just said it.
I know.
Did you know that they originally intended the original ending was Murtaugh and Riggs splitting up and
making out?
Murtaugh not inviting Riggs into the house for Christmas?
No.
But they changed it because they wanted to make sequels.
Wow. What a way to ruin... the world.
It's a nice Christmas movie.
Part 5 coming out in 2 years.
Yeah, it's true. Sure.
Hey, Riggs!
So my number one movie...
let's hear it.
Because I think it'll shock y'all.
Will Ernest Saves Christmas?
Please do not
it's
say
great movie.
I'm, please do not.
I'm a big Shane Black fan.
Okay.
Kiss Kiss Bang Bang.
That's my number one.
Is one of the most underrated Christmas movies involving a gay detective. And
Gay Perry. Buddy,
Gay Perry.
Kiss, Kiss, Bang, Bang.
One of Val Kilmer's best performances,
and
I believe.
One of the, what's her face?
Michelle Monaghan.
Oh
yes.
My, in a Christmas outfit to kill all Christmas outfits.
It's a pretty violent, sir.
All my movies
Christmas,
pretty violent.
Yeah, I like
pretty
it. Violent. I like Kiss, Kiss, Bang, Bang a lot.
Because he doesn't believe
it's a good
in Christmas.
Christmas
if you,
it's a good Christmas marathon.
You like death on Christmas. You're completely right.
It's a good Christmas marathon.
That is.
That's about it.
Sweet. All right. Andrew?
Well...
No.
Okay.
Now that I've said Lethal Weapon, go.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Well, you did say Gremlins. That's definitely on my top list for sure. So, let's see. Some of my honorable mentions. A movie that pretty much every girl makes you watch during the holidays. It's actually, they got some really good funny parts. And it's actually got a lot of really good actors in it, too.
He's talking a British movie.
Honorable mention.
Oh, my God.
Kind
yeah.
of a British movie.
Love Actually.
Love Actually.
I would agree. I like the sequel.
I like
part two, though. It was pretty funny.
Oh, yeah. The video.
Yeah,
shows.
Yeah.
Hugh Grant.
That's an honorable mention we got to throw out. And then also, for my sister, I'm throwing out Curly Sue.
John Hughes.
We used to always watch that with her.
It was on our bracket.
Christmas time. Yeah,
that's a really good movie.
It's a really good movie. It's underrated.
Are you going to speak about the other John Hughes movie?
Go ahead. Save it. Oh,
yeah.
You ruined crap.
Yeah, and then on my top three, one a little underrated movie also by John Hughes, Dutch, which has Ed O'Neill.
But isn't that the Thanksgiving? Oh yeah, holiday.
No, it's holiday.
No, it's
yeah.
a holiday movie.
It's Christmas.
I thought it was Thanksgiving.
I thought it was Thanksgiving.
I think it's Thanksgiving, but I could be wrong. I don't know.
Wrong.
But Dutch, we'll
you're
go
right. Actually, so I'll take that back. Dutch is you're right. Dutch is a Thanksgiving.
We'll go with it.
But, land in your.
So we'll just make that an honorable mention. That Dutch is honorable mention for a holiday movie. Apparently it's not Christmas, but it's definitely a great, great little movie you should check out with Ed O'Neill.
Snow.
So my top three, two of them are just funny things. One of them is another John Hughes movie. We already talked about Gremlins. Gremlins is definitely one of my favorite movies.
So number three?
Yeah, we'll make it number three. And then one we're talking about later is actually my number one, but I'll just throw it out there. Christmas Vacation is my number one favorite movie.
It is great.
Is that your favorite vacation movie?
Yeah.
It is mine too.
It's definitely. Yeah. And the funny thing is,
Europeans last.
John Hughes do that one also.
He wrote the first one.
He wrote Vacation, but I don't think he wrote Christmas Vacation.
Yeah.
He didn't write European.
I think he wrote Christmas Vacation.
He wrote
too.
Christmas Vacation. It was like
so I feel like so my list is real John Hughes centric, apparently.
Sweet. He's in our bracket.
But so Gremlins, been talking about Christmas Vacation, definitely my favorite. We'll be talking about that later in the podcast. And then just the good old another John Hughes great Home Alone.
Home Alone is great. I love that movie.
Quality. It's it's a quality movie. One
John Candy
can
playing polka
all
stuff.
The time. Yeah. The great
giant spider in it.
John Candy.
Did you know when he screamed?
Buzz's girlfriend.
When they put the spider on Daniel Stern, he screams silently, and they added the scream in after because
they didn't
want
to
scare the spider.
Yeah.
I wouldn't.
On Family Guy, they had a Home Alone with competent robbers, and they.
Which makes sense why.
So funny, yeah.
I used to watch that movie. I saw the movie 7 times in the theater.
Oh.
And I used to watch that, when I got the video, I would watch just the comedy scene, like the house invasion scene, on a loop.
It's so good.
It's classic.
Joe Pesci is amazing.
It's
so good. And so there's a website you can go to where there's a GIF of Macaulay Culkin. Is it GIF or
GIF? I did that with my other.
Yeah, you did? I did it with my friend Warren, and I sent it out to everybody where he looks at Buzz's girlfriend and he makes like, gross face.
But
if you didn't put anybody's picture in Buzz's girlfriend's picture and send that to people, it's great. It just loops.
Yeah, it's definitely a classic that I'm sure is on everyone's lists or most people's lists.
That's good. That. Good list, man.
Yeah.
A lot more violent than my list.
Yeah, there it is.
A little bit violent.
We'll post it on the Facebook page. The Buzz's girlfriend GIF loop you can make. Gwen.
Yes.
What are your top three holiday Christmas movies? I'm expecting one from you.
Oh, are you? Okay. Well,
starts with an S.
Jane Eyre is not.
We might be right, because I do have two on my list. Start with S's.
I'll leave.
Well, I'm not going to mention Home Alone, because that was definitely one of my favorites, but we've already mentioned it. And Christmas Vacation as well. But I am a sucker for any version of A Christmas Carol.
That's on my list, too.
And so I have Muppet's Christmas Carol.
That's the best one.
Mickey's Christmas Carol and Scrooged.
Scrooge is
so underrated.
Good.
Scrooge
is amazing.
So good. Like, I remember when I saw that movie in the theaters, and I got so terrified when he was talking about that they were going to staple the antlers onto the little mice. And now I find that really funny. So,
it is great. Pitch hit me with a toaster.
I love Muppet's Christmas Carol. I own that in every
that is really good.
Version that it could be out.
VHS.
Yeah. Laserdisc. Blu-ray,
I never saw Mickey's
DVD.
Christmas Carol, but
it was so good, but they never released it. They only released it on video, and it was only like 30 minutes long.
Okay.
And so I would watch that and like.
What about Jim Carrey's Christmas Carol?
I didn't care for that
version. Didn't care for that either.
And then I also, for nostalgia's sake, I love Shop Around the Corner, which
I've never seen that.
Know as, in modern day, we know as You've Got Mail, but Shop Around the Corner was with Jimmy Stewart, and they played a very similar story. She works as a shopkeeper, and they start as pen pals, and they fall in love with each other. And it's really sweet. It takes place in Russia, and it's a really, really great little film.
Sweet. So, what's your best holiday film that you mentioned earlier?
My best holiday film is actually The Holiday. Because
Jack Black's amazing.
Jack Black is really, really sweet.
So
is
Jude Law.
I think that was one of my favorites just as a romantic Christmas movie. Because
Cameron Diaz almost.
Because everybody in it is so likable, and that's
even
really,
Kate Winslet.
Really
come on,
I thought you were gonna say Jonathan Taylor Thomas's Home for the Holidays.
Was it Nicole Kidman?
Oh, that's what I forgot.
No, not in
not that one.
Kidman
was
Cameron Diaz.
Yes,
Kate Winslet.
Yeah. And I remember it was like the first time we ever learned about the movie Cute. And so I've always loved that.
You mentioned Schindler's List earlier. Favorite holiday movie.
That was a total joke.
What was it? It's Holocaust Remembrance Day.
It's a holiday movie.
I think that's more of a... Isn't that more like a Hanukkah movie than a Christmas movie?
There's definitely no Hanukkah in it.
Is there Christmas in it?
Yes.
Oh.
The only color is red in the movie, which is weird.
So Liam Neeson plays Santa Claus? Is that what you're talking
Yes, he does. Oh. He brings gifts and you'll
everybody. Is Ben Kingsley an elf, you bastard?
They're not real.
Making the list, Santa. Hey. Bunch of Jews.
You're on my list. So I'm checking it twice.
So, yeah. I'll throw Schindler's List out there.
Yay! It did come out at Christmas time.
I
hope we get boycotted now.
I wasn't allowed to see that movie when it came out. I didn't see it.
How old were you? I was 12 when that movie came out.
When it came out in 94?
93.
I was 12. So I was 10. Yeah.
All right.
I wasn't allowed to see it. I didn't see it until we watched it in middle school, I think, and we spent 4 days watching it during my history
You've made
class.
The dog
that,
cry.
Yeah, that's emotional.
Dog.
All right, great list. Adam.
Yeah, pretty much all the movies I liked have been said. Christmas Vacation was my number one, Home Alone, and Love and Christmas Carol were the top three Christmas-based movies, but
well,
I had some other...
Humanity.
No, I'm happy. Nobody mentioned mine.
What?
Is yours just Die Hard? One?
It feels like we just all watch the same like four movies.
Well, I have
like,
other ones
I'm
going
to
mention that haven't been
no
mentioned
No one's
so
seen
far.
It's a Wonderful Life.
Do not mention mine.
Well, Die Hard is great. So that, you know, during Christmas time.
And Die Hard
John
too.
McClane. Yeah.
Even though it's not a good movie.
Wait, come on. What about the class? Your class.
And then another John Hughes movie that wasn't mentioned, Uncle Buck.
Yes.
I was curious.
But
was
I
that
awesome
Christmas
movie?
I couldn't remember
not.
Either. That's what I was saying. Because
I was getting Uncle Buck and Christmas Vacation confused. I always get those two.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
Same thing with Dutch. I thought Dutch and Curly Sue. I knew one was Thanksgiving, one was Christmas, but I couldn't.
Curly Sue's Christmas.
Yeah.
Another one
so,
said during
we figured that's, we
Christmas
that
times, Trading Places with.
Yeah.
Oh, great one.
Oh, yeah.
I take a nap through that every year.
The scene where.
Why? It's so funny.
It's so funny when I just.
When he's acting as the crippled, I crack up every
and
time.
When,
give me a dollar!
When
come
Dan,
on!
Dan Aykroyd's eating the salmon through his beard on the train is
so sad. So sad.
And I also had Kiss Kiss Bang Bang and Gremlins. And one other one that. It's kind of an honorable mention, is Jingle All the Way.
Yes.
Not necessarily a good movie, but an entertaining one.
How has nobody mentioned Santa?
I thought about it, but there's three of those.
Well, that's
I love
one.
David Krumholtz in that movie.
Brian, might be my number one.
That's Brian's one,
Judge,
two, three
Judge
right
Reinhold.
There. The Santa Claus 2.
Tim,
Santa Claus
the Tool Man
the
Taylor.
Oscar Mayer Whistle.
Let's be honest, the first one was pretty good.
It was.
First one was good. Y'all
yeah,
hate.
Judge Reinhold in great form.
Second one wasn't
I mean,
bad
it's
either.
No, it's no Muppets Christmas Carol.
But third one with Martin Short.
Unfortunately, fell a little flat there.
Yeah, I like most of his movies. Let's move on.
And
so I'm guessing.
It also taught me how to spell Claus.
Yeah, I'm surprised we didn't.
C-L-A-W-S?
K-L-A-U-S?
Well, no, because they have the E in it.
That's way off.
No E.
I'm sorry, I'm a Jew.
Clause.
I don't know these things.
Clause.
It's funny, none of us have said in those classic movies. Those classic
I did. Shop Around the Corner.
Well, the classic.
What Christmas with Bing Crosby.
The animated movies
and
that we
Danny
grew up with. But let's see if Brian might save us.
He will
see.
Not have any classics.
Yeah.
All right.
We have horror stuff.
I have four runners up.
Four
runners
up.
Is it all four?
Yes.
Silent no. Deadly Nights.
No. Four runners up are one was sort of mentioned. Was Ernest Saves
up.
Christmas?
They can't all be
Ernest.
Up.
Ernest Saves Christmas is one of the.
I just watched that 2 days ago.
I'm sorry.
It does
Ernest
not hold up.
Saves, it's nowhere near.
It certainly
near
wasn't
Ernest
good when
Halloween.
It came out either.
Ernest Scared Stupid.
I love talking
about Ernest Goes to Joe's Pocket.
Ernest had some.
But Ernest Saves Christmas is amazing.
No, it's not.
Apple. All right, another one that wasn't mentioned, or maybe was mentioned, I can't remember, Rare Exports.
I said that you were going to list that.
Rare
but
Exports.
Yeah.
The other two that weren't mentioned, Harold and Kumar Christmas, which I find hilarious and great.
Oh, yeah, that is really funny.
It's not
well,
better than
well,
one.
Tell people
then.
What Rare Exports is. You haven't...
Rare Exports
yeah, what is
good.
Rare
is a kind of like a horror movie. It's like you'll never look at Santa the same way again.
Well, he's not real.
It's a more realistic Santa.
It's a Swedish movie? Is that what it is?
It's one of them Europeans.
Yeah. And there's like, they've caught something. Is that
like
yeah.
The Hiv?
No,
it's like Swedish.
Klaus.
So it's like
they caught the
Klaus.
Klaus.
Yeah, which is not like who you think.
Not
he
the
is.
Klaus. The Klaus.
Yeah,
that's the.
It's kind of like a Goonies esque movie, but like rated R and scarier.
With more sexually transmitted Klaus.
Yes.
Is there sex in it?
Yeah.
Highly recommend
would,
Rare Exports.
That'd be pretty
it's
awesome.
Really
if, you know, you get some sort of disease and you all start becoming Santa Claus.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's called Santa Claus the Movie.
All right.
With Tim Allen.
Yeah.
He got...
That'd be horrible.
He got, like...
That'd be like
an idiot and put the suit on after Santa Claus
You accidentally kill Santa Claus, you become Santa. That kind of sucks. I don't know.
It's your curse for killing Santa.
Yeah.
Oh, damn it. I'm shocked no one said Jack Frost.
But Harold and Kumar, with Michael Keaton. Great Christmas movie.
Great movie.
That last runner-up is The Ref. Takes place during Christmas.
Oh, so brilliant.
And it's Dennis Leary, Kevin Spacey. It's amazing.
If you watch Kevin Spacey in that and then watch him in American Beauty, he's doing the exact same damn sequences. I don't know how he won an Oscar for American Beauty. The Ref should have got it for him.
The Ref is really good.
Ref's genius.
So my third, my number three is Bad Santa with Billy Bob Thornton.
I love that.
That movie kills me every time, man. Just, it's so great.
When is two coming out?
I saw that with my parents, soon. And I still can't watch it.
Was it still, it was like awkward?
Because I was also like a big Gilmore Girls fan.
Yeah, Lorelai in that film, just like
a little bit more.
She's kind of like that, but like, why is she after this guy when she was with Luke?
I was like, guys, awkward.
I like Bad Santa. Number two, I can't believe wasn't mentioned, Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yeah.
It's a Christmas movie.
I always think of that more as a Halloween movie.
Yeah, it's Tim Burton.
A little bit both. It's very Christmassy.
What about Edward Scissorhands?
I thought about Edward Scissorhands, but it did not make my number. My number
one. I like
one
that better.
I thought about endless it. Supply
endless
of runner-ups.
Yeah,
my number one is definitely really weird, but it is Stanley Kubrick's Eyes Wide Shut.
Of course,
it's a Christmas movie, and not only because Kubrick does everything. He has a point for everything, and why it's pretty much set in Christmas, I would imagine, is because Christmas is all about, you know, getting together, doing nice things to people. And this one was totally opposite. This was like breaking out and doing crazy shit.
And also
shit.
The element of breaking
and
out
and not
the
trusting
family.
Your family or friends. Crazy. I love that. That would be in my Christmas movie marathon.
Shocked no one brought up Black Christmas.
I thought about that. I like that movie, but I didn't.
What's the snowman movie where he rapes and kills the
Jack Frost?
There's two Jack Frosts.
There's one with Michael Keaton, and there's like a scary one.
Yeah.
That was direct to video.
Are they both scary?
No.
And if y'all want a good Irish one, Millions is a Christmas movie.
Also, nobody mentioned Batman Returns.
Yes! Batman Returns!
It happens in the
Fuck
snow.
Yes.
The penguin.
It is Christmas, though.
That's the best.
Christmas Eve.
Out of those four.
Yeah, goes into Christmas.
Christopher Walken is great in that movie. It's like the boss.
He was a babe, too, in that. I remember watching that last year. And was
like,
but that scene in the town in Gotham where the clown's coming to pray was so creepy.
Hands, so hot.
Batman Returns. Cabo heck pie. Yes. So those are our top three Christmas movies. Let us know what your favorite Christmas movies are.
Elf either.
I didn't like Elf.
I'm not a big fan.
I didn't laugh during Elf.
Yeah, tell us if
you didn't understand it.
I was surprised there's so many Christmas movies out there. It's crazy.
So let us know.
Yeah, especially for Jewish Hollywood.
Yeah.
You know what sells.
That's
why
you're saying. Oh, oh, Merry Christmas.
So tell us your Jewish loving Christmas movie.